Shabbos, Daf Nun Vav. We are on the last daf of the fifth parak in Masechta Shabbos in Vameh Behema. As we continue the sugyas that we are in about people who really didn't sin, even though it kind of looked like they did, and the Pshuto Shomikrin Tanakh says it, but we're going through the ones that didn't. And again, you got to put all the chazals together. There are also amazing chazals about the Gavlus of Tshuva on behalf of David HaMelech. So obviously, if there's Tshuva, then obviously there was a Chet. So all the chazals have to be read in a certain light. The message of many of these might be that on their level it was a certain chait, even though it might not have been a chait to others, and everything has to be read altogether. There are the words of Rav Hirsch that we mentioned yesterday, etc. So we spoke about Reuven, we spoke about Bnei Eli. Those are the first two. Now we are on the bottom, last line. Amr Shmuel Bar Achmeni, Amr Bionason, Kol Omer Bnei Shmuel Chatu, Eino Elatoa. Anyone who says that the Bnei Shmuel sinned, Rashi, b'mekach shochad v'hatoyaz din, in taking bribes and perverting the justice, eino elatoa. So also, if you think, again, all of these mean, it's not the sin that you think it is. They might have done something wrong, but it's not the sin that you think it is. But the Torah formulated, or the Navi formulated it as such, just to teach us the gravity of what was done, but not specifically that sin was actually done. So whoever says that about Bnei Shmuel is Toa, Shenamar. Shenamar, as the Pasuk says, Vayihi kasher zakan Shmuel v'lo halchu bana bidrachav. When Shmuel got old, wasn't so old, he was only 52, and when he died, and his children did not follow his ways, bidrachav hu delo halchu, mech denami lo chatu. So it said they didn't follow his ways, but they didn't actually sin. They just didn't follow in the ways of the tzaddik. Elamani mekayim vayatu acharei habetza. So what does it mean that they took betza? They followed betza, which usually means shochad. Shelo asu kemaisa avihem. Shahaya Shmuel HaTzadik mechazer b'chol makom as Yisrael. They didn't follow their father. Because Shmuel HaTzadik, interesting here, he's called Shmuel HaTzadik. Right? And usually we have other people in life that have been called tzadik. Who did the Torah call tzadik? Right, at least, well, Noach is tzadik, tamim haya b'darosav. But also who else is known as a tzadik? Yosef. Noach and Yosef. Once heard a pshat that why? Because those two people were mefarnes the entire world. That's Sidkus. What? I'm sorry. Right. I think Rabbi Bernstein once said that Noach and Yosef, in terms of being mefarnes the world. Noach, the whole world was on his teva, and Yosef as well. He was mefarnes the world. And that's why we have posechas yodecha umaspiel lechol chay ratzon. There must be a tzaddik, Hashem b'chol derachav. The remez in that way. But here, the Gemara calls Shmuel the tzaddik. So, Shlomo asu kubayasi aviyam. Shoye Shmuel atzaddik b'chazir b'chol mekom as Yisrael. Shmuel atzaddik used to go around to all the places amongst Klal Yisrael. V'dono sambareyim. He didn't make them schlep. He schlepped around and made himself available to all the rest of Klal Yisrael. Shedemar v'halach midei shana b'shana v'sivei beit el v'hagilgol v'hamitzvah v'shavad as Yisrael. So he went around and made it easy for everyone. The Haim, his children, Lo Asukain, Ela Yashu Barea, but his children didn't do that. They sat in their own cities, and they also judged, but they didn't schlep around. They sat in their own cities, Kedei Leharbo Schar Lechazareim Ulusafrayim. And they paid their messengers, the people who had to work for them, to get the people to come to be judged by them. But they didn't go around like their father did, and that's why it says they didn't follow in his path. That is the Gemara right here. If you look in the Meiri, right here, amazing line. Afal pisha midas chasidus b'nitiyeh al ksei achron mida yaseirahi. Even though if there's a chumrah, if there's a midas chasidus, we're not punished for not doing it. It's extra. It's not something that we have to do. Mikom makom, mishen is parsimu avosav b'midazu be'eze inyan. But if your forefathers were famous and publicized a certain extra chumrah, ubaha ben lemalei mekomo boto inyan, and now the son is filling the shoes of the father, so then he's got a responsibility to do what the father did. Hare ba'osa mida sheba etzlo mida mimutzas or mida etzlo b'mitzua shkal adam roy lechos ba'ad shim yanichena roy lo le'onesh aleha. B'nai Shmuel, right here. Shmuel went above and beyond. He went around and he made himself available. His children didn't. But because they filled his position, they were also being the Dayanim of Klal Yisrael. So once a forefather or a father takes upon themselves a certain behavior and the children are filling that gap, so if they can, that is what they should, that's what they should do. And obviously it was possible to do it because Chazal faulted them for not doing it. That is the important words of the Meiri right here on the words of this Gemara of B'nai Eli. We continue. B'nai Shmuel, I'm sorry. They were mafarnes laharbo schar lachazen el sofrim. Doesn't have to say mafarnes. Laharbo schar also isn't such a great lashon of being mafarnes. Laharbo schar is a little bit of negative as well. Kitanoi. This is really a machlokas tanoim, whether the B'nai Shmuel acted in a literally negative way, what the pasuk says. V'yadu achrei abatzar, Rabbi Meir omer, chelkam sha'alu b'fihem. Their chelek, they were sho'al b'fihem. What does that mean, their chelek? Rashi explains, obviously they were Levim, right? Children of Shmuel. Shmuel Hanavi was a descendant of Korach. Remember the Rashi in Parshas Korach? Korach thought that he was home free. He wasn't going to get it because he saw b'nevuah that Shmuel was going to come out of him. It's like Shmuel. And I'm not getting what my due now. It must be that I'm supposed to fight against Aaron Cohen. But he saw Shmuel. But the problem was that was afterwards. It wasn't right now. So Chelkam Shalom B'fiyim. So they were Levim. So because Rashi explains, because they were Gdoli Hadar and they were Shoftim, nobody would say no to them if they asked for the Matnas Levim. Nobody would say no. So that was inappropriate. Chelkam Shalom B'fiyim. And the other Levim lost out. So that is number one. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Mila'ai hitilu al ba'alei batim. They put Malai on ba'alei batim. Right? Rashi has these two out of order, out of the order that we have. Malai hitilu al ba'alei batim, what does that mean? He gave business to certain people asking for certain profit, and he ended up, you know, getting them shochad related situations. They were the dayanim. They would give things to certain people, and they used to create situations which were bribery situations. How careful one has to be. Remember the Gemara, then the Ksubis talks about shochad shehuchad. Right, you become one with the other person. We have to be so objective in terms of how we judge. They weren't careful. So that's literal. As literal, there were shochad issues. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Kupu Yeseir Shal Meiser, Notlu Bezroo. They took extra Meiser that they weren't supposed to take. Yoser Min HaRaui, Rashi says. Inappropriately, they took Meiser Rishon that they weren't supposed to take. Rabbi Yossi Omer, Matanos, Notlu Bezroo. They took the Matanos Bezroo. Interesting play on words there. Matanos here means the Matanos, right, the Matanos of the of that Rashi has two days. Number one, the Zroa, the Lachayim, and the Keva, which are the parts of chulin animals that one has to give to the Kohen. It's not like Truma, but it's one has to give to the Kohen. The animal's not Tevel before you take it off. We learned about this at the end of Maseches Chulin. So they were Nakahanim, and they took it. So they took a Bezroa. They took the Zroa, Bezroa. Little play on words. Lishnachrina, the other day, Rashi says, Manus Levia. No, it doesn't mean that. Usually, Stam Matanos in Shas means the Zroa Lachayim and the Keva. But here we're talking about Levium. So maybe it's talking about the Manus Levia. Could go on Meiser, right? They took it instead of being given it. Right, so that was the problem that they went through. Okay, so it's really machlokas tanoim exactly whether the B'nai Shmuel just didn't follow in their father's ways, or they actually went with shochad. Good, we continue. Says the Gemara, Amar Shmuel bar Achmedi, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Next, Kol Omer David Chata, Eino Ela Toa. Whoever says that David sinned, Eino Ela Toa. Specifically, again, it doesn't mean that he didn't sin at all. Right? We have the Gemara yesterday that says only four people didn't sin. David's father was one of them, but it wasn't David. So this means, whoever says David was Chote in the way that is exactly described in the Navi. Eino Ela Toa. So again, this has to be taken with a certain understanding. The entire second half of Shmuel Aleph, right? David it goes into David's punishments for what he did. So you can't say everything was perfect and wonderful. He obviously did something wrong. And Ataha Ish, right, there's so many psukim. So we can't just whitewash the whole event and say there was no chet. Chas v'shalom, that's not what Chazal mean here. It means, in the way that we understand Chatoim, David obviously was on a tremendous level, but we shouldn't understand it on the surface level. There's a lot of depth to what happened, but, as Rav Hirsch said yesterday, saying that David sinned only teaches us more about the godless of David. So, kol amar David chata eino elotoa. Anyone who says David sinned, Rashi, bibat sheva kodem shekibla get. That specific issue. Somebody thinks that David violated the Isra of Eishes Ish. That's what it's talking about. So then, that is not true. Shneamar, he's mistaken. Shneamar, vehi David lechol derachav maskil, v'Hashem imo. David, in all his ways, was a maskil, and Hashem was with him. V'chulu, efshar chet bali yado v'shchina imo. Is it possible that he actually violated Eishes Ish, and the Shechina would be with him? So it can't be. So Almani Mekayim. Aye. So what do we do with the pasuk Madua Bazisa as Dvar Hashem Laasos Hara? Shebikesh Laasos Velo Asa. He almost did it. Bikesh Laasos Velo Asa. But he actually didn't do it. There are many Chazals. We had once already earlier on Daf Lamed, earlier in our Masechta. Remember the case David asked Hashem, how is everybody going to know that you accepted my tshuva? And Hashem says to him, not in this lifetime, but in the next lifetime. Right in Shlomo Melech. That's why the gates didn't open by Shlomo, Sushar, Mashechem, until he said, Bavur is chus David Avdi, the chus of my father, and then the gates opened. So they saw that the tshuva was accepted. Obviously, tshuva presupposes that there was a chait. So, this specifically that there was a certain type of chait that was done, and that we should not attribute to David. Bikish lasos v'loasa. What does that mean? Let's continue. Amarav, Rebbe, da'asi mi David, mahapech v'darech b'schusei de David. Wow. Rav says that Rebbe, who came from the house of David, by Rebbe Yehuda Nasi, the lineage came all the way back to David HaMelech, so he's one that's darshins in David's chus. Madua bazisa es dvar Hashem, laso sara, Rebbe omer, this is what he's referring to, Rebbe says, mishune ra'azu mikalarosh shebatorah. This ra'ah is different than every other time it talks about Ra. Sheko ro shebatorah ksiv behu vayas. By most of the time that it says Ra, it says somebody did Ra. Vayas, vayasu. Vikan ksiv laasos. Shebikish laasos velo asa. That he wanted to, he almost did, velo asa, and he didn't end up doing. Stop there for a moment. Rav, again, said this line that if you take it, at face value, might be something very negative, right? Oh yeah, Rebbe darshed this way because he came from David. But the Gemara doesn't get the jump on Rav related to this. Remember, we had a Gemara back in Maseches Brachos. The Gemara Brachos on Daf Yutes spoke about the Mishnah in Maseches Idios, where there's a machlokas. We just had this in Mitzvah Shir yesterday. The Gemara spoke about machlokas whether a gioras is given the mesota. If you have a gioras that went through the process of her husband warned her, mesota, are we mashkin as a gioras? So there's a machlokas there. So one of the opinions that says we are mashkin the gioras, because it says b'nei Yisrael. Do we say b'nei Yisrael v'lo gioras? Do we make that drasha? So it's machlokas. So one of the opinions says, well, of course we give the mesota to a gioras. Because after all, Shmai and Avtalion did it. And what did Akavya ben Mahalalel answer? Don't bring me Raya's from Shmai and Avtalion. Dugma Hishkua. What did that mean? They were from Gerim. So of course they said that. They want Gerim to have the same halacha as Benos Yisrael, as JFBs, right? Jews from birth, right? So they wanted that. So don't bring me any Raya's. And the Gemara says, because Akavya, or the Gemara after that says, it couldn't have been Akavya. Akavya was unbelievable. It was somebody else. But whoever it was, if somebody who has such a biased view of what one of the Poski Hadar does, oh, they only said this because, you know, they believed in this. They wanted this answer, and therefore they said this psak. So you're not allowed to do that to one of the Balei HaMasorah. And that's why they stoned him, whoever it was. The Gemara says they're so glad it's Arono. So this line sounds like that too. Oh yeah, Rebbe Darsha this way. So must be that it didn't really mean what it says as much, but it means that it fits in. Rebbe Darshan this way, but you know what, he came from David HaMelech. But not that he only Darshan that way because he came from David HaMelech, because as we see, there were other people that also Darshan that way. Right, even before that, Rabbi Yonasan, Kolomer David Chatein Al Tawe, there are others. But this is the line that we have to really understand, because if it's literal, then you have that problem that we had in Brachas Daf Yutes. Okay, weiter. Esor, that was still dashing the psukim. Es Urya hachiti hikisa becharav. You hit Urya becharav. You hit Urya. Shahaya, what was the problem? Shahaya l'chaladuno b'sanhedrin v'lo danta. You should have been done him in a Sanhedrin, and you weren't. Should have darshined and taken him to the Sanhedrin, but you didn't. What exactly was the problem here? What was he donning him? So let's continue for a minute. The Gemara will say, well, they're going to talk about each of these lines. Ves ishto l'kachto l'chal isha, and you took his wife for a wife. Likuchin yesh l'chaba. Ishto l'kachta, but it says, David, you were lokeach also, which is a lashon of likuchin, meaning it worked. The marriage worked. If there's an ish ish that somebody tries to marry, the marriage doesn't work. A woman can only be married to one man. One man. A man can be married to a couple of women, to Arisa, but a woman can only be married to one man. So if the Pazik says that you took Lakachta, his wife, so the Gemara darshins, Likuchin yesh l'chabo. You had Likuchin with her. Damar Shmuel ben Achmeini, Amar Rabbi Yonasan. Say Rabbi Yonasan. Kol ha-yotzi l'mochemes beis David, kosi v'akrisis l'ishto. Whoever went out to, right, a war in David HaMelech's army, used to write a get krisis to his wife, used to write a get to his wife, just in case he didn't come back, and he didn't want his wife to be an aguna. So he used to write a get to his wife, which we'll talk about more. Shadei Amar, as the Pasuk says, when Yishai sent David to go to the battlefield, Ves aseres charitzei achalav, ha'ela tavilas ha'elef, bring these cheeses to the officers. Vesachicha tifkod l'shalom, and your brothers check them out how they're doing. Ves aruva sam tikach, take their aruva. What is their aruva? My aruva sam tani Rav Yosef dvarim hamuuravim beino leveina, things that are muurav beino leveina, that tie a husband and wife together, meaning their get. They don't want to get. They don't want to get. Make sure you take that, because even this is before David HaMelech was king. Right, take that esarovazam tikach. So you see, that's what that was the minhag of Klal Yisrael. What exactly does that mean? That they wrote a get krisus. So there is a machlokas Rashi and Tosfos that appears it here, that appears in Mesachas Ksubis. How exactly did it work? Rashi says it worked that they gave a get al tnai. Man gives a get to his wife and says, "This is your get from today. If I don't come back, give a get al tnai." Rashi's lashon, Shem Yamos Teimugureshes Me'achshav. If the person says that if he dies in battle, then the get should kick in from the day that he's giving it. Get Me'achshav. Upamim Shu Tarid B'Teiso V'Shochem El Machama. But sometimes he's so busy before he leaves, so that's why Yishai sent David to get it from the battlefield itself. Okay, that is Rashi pshat. Tosfos does not like this pshat. Tosfos says, according to that pshat, Yishai Uriah came back. So how was the Tanai fulfilled? Uriah came back from the battlefield. Says the Vitzarach Lomar, says Tosfos. So the Pirusho, Diavagav de Uriah Bamina Mochama, Hatanai Hayashi Moyasha Bisofa Mochama Shiheget. Oh, it must be what Rashi meant was the Tanai was that if he doesn't come back, Bisofa Mochama. And by the end of Mochama, Uriah wasn't around anymore. At the end of the Mochama, he came back in the middle, he went back, but Bisof Mochama. Or the Meiri says, maybe Rashi means, because he had das to return, it's not as if he came back. Right? He had das to return to the battlefield. So either way, that's Rashi's shot. It was a get al tnai. But still, Tosa doesn't like it based on the Gemara in Gittin. The Gemara there in Gittin says, Mahi ba'osan hayamim. The Gemara talks about a case where somebody gives a get al tnai. What is the halacha in the interim days? Before we know this is a get, or the case spoken about there is a person gives a get to his wife and he says, this should be a get the moment before I die. Forget battle. Person's sick. He wants his wife to be a grusha and not an almana. He doesn't want to have to worry about yibam issues. So this is a get. So right before, so what are the halachas in the interim period? So Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Hari Ke'eshes Ish L'chol Dvareha. She's a married woman. V'yim Kain, according to Rabbi Yehuda, she's a nationist gemura. Right, until it kicks in later on, even if it goes me'achshav. So therefore, Tosfos does not like Rashi Pshat, that it's a tnai. Tosfos says, no, they gave a get full, a full get beforehand, before the war, and they would get remarried when they come back. Right, it wouldn't work for Kohanim, that would be difficult. But v'nir l'rabbeinu tam, she'imagarsha l'gamre b'loshim tnai. Full garrison without any tanai. Without any tanai. Aye, so what does it mean? The Gemara Bamitzia seems to say that calls it a suffocationish. Right, she wasn't married at all. No, they did it bitsina. People thought she was an ashesish. But either way, David, when he was with Bathsheba, the Gemara, according to Rashi or Tosfos, the pshat of the Gemara, that he gave a get krisis to his wife, and therefore they were not married at the time. Good. Let's continue a little more, and then we'll have to get back to the previous line of Hailacha Ladunu. Let's continue first. Says the Gemara, darshining the psukim still, related to David's actions. Va'oso harakta b'cher b'nei Amon. You killed him with the sword of b'nei Amon. What does that mean? Ma'cher b'nei Amon? Ma'cher b'nei Amon, I atonen ashalav. Just like whoever Amon killed, you're not going to be responsible for, David. Because Amon killed, af or yachiti iatanen ashalah, so to Uriah you will not be punished for. My time, why? Why was David allowed to take care of Uriah? Morid b'malchus havi. He was a morid b'malchus. He rebelled against the king. The Amar le, va'adoni Yoav, va'avde adoni apre hasadeh chonim. Your master Yoav and the servants of your master are all on the battlefield. That's the pasuk. Where do we see rebellion in that pasuk? Another machlokas Rashi and Tosfos. What is this? What is the problem here? Rashi says it's not appropriate for Uriah to call somebody else a master in front of David HaMelech. Right? You don't say Adoni. Right? Adoni Yoav. That's the problem. Lav arach ara lakabel lav morus acherim b'fnei HaMelech. The king's your only master. Don't accept any other authority in front of him. Which that might be the Sichas Musar for today. Right? When we're in front of one master, we shouldn't be accepting anything else as our master. Right? Shivisi Hashem Lanagdi Samid. We're always in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He's the Marus. So if we accept any other authority, right, which is also the problem of Avadai Hemelo, Avadim La Avadim, but we shouldn't be servants to anything else in life. Any other value, any other Gashmi, anything else, just HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If not, we're more B'malchus. B'malchus Shamayim. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's Rashi. He called somebody else in heaven. Says Tosfos, come on, that's more B'malchus. He's Chayav Misa for that. Tosfos says he doesn't think so. He was giving Kayos having covered for David. Tosfos says, V'ein Nired, De'ein Zeh Morid, Shelo Haya Belibo LaHamlicho V'Legroso Melech. He wasn't being Mamlech Yoav. He was just saying, your servant. So Rabbeinu Meir in Tosfos says a different pshat. The problem is in the continuation of the pasuk. There's a vachulu here. It should be. The continuation, it says, I'm going home. I'm going home. David tells you to go out back to the battlefield. And you say you're going home. That's Marb Demachus. Where if you refuse what the king asked you to do, that's already an example. Should David Amar Lo Lasos Lo Ratzo Lasos. So, Machlokes, what exactly was the what was asked for? Even so, keep in mind, right? So, if he asks you to do something, right? So your chayim misa, the meshachachma that we've mentioned a number of times in the past, uses morid b'malchus as a mashal for listening to the rabbanon. If you remember, the meshachachma in Parsha Shoftim tries to defend the shita of the Rambam, where the Rambam says that the isser of lo sasur, the isser of going against what the rabbanon say. Every time I violate an Issa D'Rabbanan, I also violate an Issa D'Araisa of Los Asur. That's the Sheet of the Rambam, both in Sefer HaMitzvahs and in Mishnah Torah. And the big problem with the Sheet of the Ramban asks is, so when do you ever have the principle of Savi D'Rabbanan Lakula? Right? Every D'Rabbanan is really a D'Araisa. So the Meshach Chachma and other Achronim all say no. Only a Vadai D'Rabbanan is a if you violate a Vadai D'Rabbanan, then you violate a Vadai D'Araisa. But if it's only a Safik D'Rabbanan, then the Rabbanon don't mean that their words should stand in this regard. If it's only a Safik D'Rabbanon, why? It's Safik! It's Safik poison, isn't it? Ask the Meshech Chachma. Says the Meshech Chachma, no, it's not Safik poison. Because the point of a Din D'Rabbanon is not so much the content. The Torah, that's the content. The Rabbanon, the Iker is that you listen to their words. Right, it could be that in 100 years from now, Bizmana Gemara, right, that the Bezdin later Bezdin will change what was said earlier. Right, so how do I know that this isn't exactly what is eternally true? It could be right now, this is what's needed for the generation. But the Rabbanon more affect and they create and guard normative behavior. But they don't change molecules, as the Meshech Chachma says there. D'Oraisas are Isurei Chefsa, but D'Rabbanans are Isurei Gavra. They just regulate my behavior. And his marshal is Marba Malchus. If the king says, I want to build a house through your back, build a road through your backyard, and I say no. So if a person says no, the Chayim Misa. Does God really care whether you know, the backyard, the road. No. But the point of the Barba Malchus is listening to the king. So too, that's the mushal that he gives in Parsha Shoftim for listening to the Rabbanan according to the Rambam. It's not so much the content, but we trust them. But the point is listening to them. And that's why he even quotes the Nesivus there, that if I violated Nisa Rabbanan b'shogeg, you don't have to do tshuva. You didn't do anything wrong. And it's a daraisa b'shogeg. You have to bring a chatos. You have to do tshuva. Is it drabana b'shogeg? No, you didn't do anything wrong. Because the whole point was not listening to them. Here you didn't not listen to them because it was all shogeg. Okay, that was morid. Morid b'malchus. Okay, one other point, and then we will continue. Getting back to what was said, now once we spoke about morid b'malchus. So that's what the Gemara meant earlier. When they say to him, hikisa b'charev, what's meant there was you should have judged him in the Sanhedrin. Tosis talks about on top. But one second. Morav Malchus doesn't need a Sanhedrin. Right? You just, the kings are just allowed to kill him. The top Tosfos. By Naval. Right? Lo boi l'madayne. So if he's Morav Malchus, he doesn't need the Sanhedrin. So Tosfos says, no. V'yesh lomar devadai tzorach ladunu v'leida imhu Morav Malchus. No, you need the Sanhedrin to decide whether he is a Morav B'Malchus. Once you decide that, so then the other requirements are not needed. Avala ayin bedino v'la'asos halanas adin ulahandan alamachar ein tzarech. Beautiful. Rav Soloveitchik uses this Tosfos, which also appears in Sanhedrin, to develop a beautiful yesod that he has. It's printed in Kovetz Chidushei Torah on page Kuf Lamed Beis, where he talks about machlokas between the Ramban and Rav Saad Yagon. There's a machlokas, Ramban ala Torah, quotes this also in Parsha Shoftim, for Dine Nefashos. We know we need a Bezin of 23. What about for the Kabbalas Edus? The Kabbalas Edus, just accepting the witnesses. How many judges does one need? Rav Saad Yagon says, all you need is three. All you need is three for the Kabbalas Edus. Later on, for the Gemara, then you need 23. But the Kabbalas Edus, you can even do with three. And the Ramban says, I'm sorry to differ, but that's wrong. The Rabban says, no, even for the Kabbalas Edus, you need 23. Even for that. So ask the Minchas Chinuch. One second. So what's the Ramban Shita? That you always need for Kabbalas Edus the number of Dayanim that you need for the Gemara Din? So what about for all the things that you need 71? For Zakein Mamre and for others. So you should require Kabbalas Edus of 71. And you never see that you need that. You never need set all the Sanhedrin Agadol for Kabbalas Edus. That's the Minchas Chinuch Kasha. If the Ramban is true, that you always need the same number of Dayanim for the Kabbalas Edus as for the Gemara Din, so what about all the things that require a Bezdin of 71? You never have anywhere for Irani Dachas, for others. You never have that you, there's a need. So it develops Rav Soloveitchik, he says, no. The issue of the Shita of the Ramban is not that Kabbalas Edus always has to be exactly the same as Gemara Din. The Shita of the Ramban is that every Masa Umatan shel Nefashos requires 23. That's his Yesod. Whenever there's a discussion about a criminal crime, that requires 23. Nothing to do with the Gemara Din. Masa Umatan, discussion of Nefashos, requires a Bezdin of 23. What's my Raya, says the Rav Soloveitchik? Morav B'Malchus, Artosus. What does Artosus say? Morav B'Malchus doesn't have a Gemara Din. And yet, what did Tosfos just say? During the discussion phase, you need 23. So you see, it's not that the discussion phase has to have the same amount of Dayanim as the Gemara Din. No, this is an example where there is no Gemara Din. And yet you need 23 for the discussion phase. Masa Umatan, Haraya, that's the Din. The Din is Masa Umatan of Dinei Nefashos requires a Bezin of Chav Gimel. And that starts with the Kabbalas Edus. That's the Shita of the of Tosfos, that's the Shita of the Ramban for Dinei Nefashos, that's other Shitas, but he quotes here, that's the Yesod, and he uses our Gemara, our Tosfos, as the Raya.
So Kabbalah
Seidus
for Zakein
Mamre would require 23. Yeah, that would be Masu Mata, not 71, 23. Good. We continue. Amarav, second white line. Kima Ainus Bebe David, when you analyze David's actions, Lo Mishkachas Be, Bar Mi De Uriah, the only thing you find is Uriah. Dechsiv Rak Bidvar Uriah Hachiti. That's the only thing you find. Okay, you gotta work out, what about the census, right? It seems like he did something wrong there when he counted the Jews, but at least in this regard. Abaye Kishisha, Rami, Derava, Derav. Abaye the elder asked a stira on Rav. Miyama Rav Halki, did Rav say this, that the only thing he did wrong was Uriah? Miyama Rav, Kibol Dava Lashon Hara. But David accepted Lashon Hara, as we'll talk about soon. So Kasha, you're right, it's a problem, not a crazy problem, difficult problem, you can probably find an answer, but the Gemara does not offer one. Gufa, this is really a machlokas. Rav and Shmuel. Rav Amar Kibol David Lashon Hara. Rav said David accepted Lashon Hara. Where? Dichziv. Vayomer lo hamelech efohu. David asks Tziva. Where is he? Where is Mephibosheth? David, if you remember, was looking for any descendants of Shaul HaMelech. Anybody. So he says, where is he? Where's Mephibosheth? Vayomer Tziva HaMelech. Hinehu, Tziva says Lashon Hara. Hinehu, Beis Machir Ben Amiel, below Davar. He's there below Davar, which Rashi explains to say, Lo Davar, he's a nothing. He's a nothing. That's what he meant to tell David. Viksiv, Vayishlach HaMelech, and David accepted it. And David says for him, and he comes below, full of things, full of Torah and Chachma. So he accepted the below Davar, and really it was below Davar. So, Michti, Chazi the Shikrihu, David saw that he was a liar, that Tziva was a liar. So, Kihadar Alshini Lave, when he later said more Lashon Hara about him, my Taba Kiblimine, why did he accept it? Because it's an Isser. As we know, not only to say Lashon Hara, but to accept Lashon Hara. Dichsiv, Vayomer HaMelech, Va'ayei Ben Adonecha. Where is, right, Tziva, who was the Eved? David's asking him, where is he? Vayomer Tziva, HaMelech, Hinei Yoshev Yerushalayim. He's in Yerushalayim, he's trying to rebel against you, he's joining the other forces. So why did David trust him there? Again, we learned in the past that even though you're not allowed to accept Lashon Hara, you have to be choshesh for it. Remember Gedalia ben Achikam, the Gemara says, was taken to task because they told him that Yishmael was going to assassinate him, and he says, no, he was down Lekavskos. No, you have to be a Choshesh, but at least not to accept it at face value. So, Minalan de Kabo Minei, where do we see that David accepted this Lashon Hara? Dichsiv, Vayomer HaMelech, Hinei Lecha, Kol HaShel Mephibosheth. He gave everything to Mephibosheth. He must have seen, he gave everything from Beis Shaul, because he thought there was nobody left. Vayomer Tziva, Hishtach HaVesi, Emsachein, Be'einecha, Adoni HaMelech. But you see from all of that, that Rav holds that David accepted Lashon Hara. Ushmuel Amar, Lo Kibel Davar Lashon Hara. No, he didn't accept it. Why? Dvarim HaNikarim, Chazabei. He saw Dvarim Nikarim, clear items in Mephibosheth. And that is why he gave away all the possessions. Not because of the Lashon Hara, but because of how Mephibosheth acted. Dechsiv, Mephibosheth ben Shaul yarav likras hamelech, lo asa ragla v'lo asa svamo, v'esbegad avo kibes. He came to David in a disheveled state, seemingly on purpose, to not give kavod to David HaMelech. So again, David was a tremendous anav, but you know, there's kavod malchus also. And he didn't have kavod malchus here. V'ksiv, v'hi kiva Yerushalayim l'gras ha-melech, v'yom alo ha-melech, l'ma lo halachti imi Mephibosheth, v'yom adoni ha-melech, avdi rimani. Right, I wanted to come, but they tricked me. Ki amar avdecha, ech v'shaliach amar v'erkav aleha, v'elech az ha-melech, I needed help. Ki piseach avdecha. Because, right, your servant is lame. V'yiragel ba'avdecha el adoni ha-melech, they told on me, v'adoni ha-melech kemalecho elokim, v'asei atov be'inecha, do what is right in your eyes. But you see, originally, it wasn't because of the Lashon Hara. It was because he thought that he was not acting properly to him. It was Dvarim Nikarim, but it wasn't the Lashon Hara. V'yomer lo ha-melech, Lama tadaver od dvarecha, amarti atavat tziva tachagu es asadeh. I said you and tziva will split it. Vayomer Mephibosheth el melech, gamas ako yikach. Let him take all of it. Acharei asher bo adoni ha-melech b'shalom al-beiso. After I see now that you have come in peace to your house. Amar lo, what's behind that pasik? Ani amarti masai tavo b'shalom. V'yato sel yikach. What, you're giving me half? Lo alecha yeshli taromes, el amia shehi viacha b'shalom. I don't have taromes on you specifically, but upon the one who brought you in peace, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he was angry. He was angry at David. So you see, that's why he was, wasn't that David was based on the Lashon Hara, but it was based on how Mephibosheth acted to David HaMelech. Okay. There's Just to mention, the Chashuke Chemin here has a discussion related to Lashon Hara. Just once Lashon Hara comes up, he has a case. What happens if Lashon Hara comes up against Kibud Avaim? What's the case? He gives a case. There was a doctor who worked in a hospital and also had a private practice. And the daughter worked as a nurse in his private practice. Worked in the office. And the daughter noticed that all of the accessories in the office came from the hospital. The doctor, the father, took all the things from the hospital. He took Mizrakin, Tachbosho, right, the needles and the bandages and the medicines and the scissors. And she was sure that he took it from the hospital without asking. And she kind of tried to intimate to him, and he wasn't interested. So, tshuva. The question was asked to at the Chashuke Chabad, Rav Zilberstein, would it be Lashon Hara to tell the hospital on the father, which would ultimately cause the father embarrassment and maybe cause him a financial loss, or keep it out of aim, right? This isn't where, is this an example of your father asking you to do an Avera? Because she's using it, right? But here, the Rak, he says, Vitaimo, says he quotes another Sefer who says maybe it should be Aser. Why? Because when do we say that Lashon Hara and Rechilus are good mutter l'toeles? Because you're allowed to violate Holech Rechil for toeles purposes. But are you allowed to violate Kibud Avaim for toeles purposes? For Arur Makle Aviv for toeles purposes? Who knows? You're not allowed to violate Gili Arayis for toeles purposes or other Averis. So who says you're allowed to violate this Avira for toeles purposes? And he says, V'nira l'hochiyach. So says of Zobrasi, he said, I think it's mutter. Why? Where do we see somebody who said Lashon Hara about their father, L'Toela's purposes? How about Rachel Imenu? How about Rachel Imenu? Right? My father, what is it? What did she say? Wait, of course the Rashi here. My father is a Ramai. You got to be careful about him. So you see, Beferish, Pasuk in Chumash, that Rachel Imenu talks about Lavan and it says it Lito Ellis. That's one of his main rayas, right? Sha'amar Yaakov of Abba Ramayhu, Velo Tuchalamar Kenegdo. And what did Yaakov say? Achi ani baramos. I can handle it. You know, I can be on his level. But you see, Rachel said it. He says, but then he says, maybe she wasn't saying Ramai like one time. She was saying that's what he does for a living. That's what he does. He's a Ramai. Right, maybe it's different. It's a different Tzivish Lobash. I said Sri Khalazi was Yaakov al Atzmat Ramosh Lavia, Shehulo Muram el Itim el Atzmuso hi Ramos. Velo Ramai Mitso, Velo Ramai Mitso I, Umahuti. Velo Che Nira Shavas Chayemes Lasapers Vadi Avil Shomer, Emuchacha Bahagud, Vechulu Vechulu. Okay, and then he says, another reason, Tama Hetel Lasaper. He says, let me give you another example. Let's say the father's sick. And you know, you have to force him to be embarrassed in order to get proper treatment. What, you're going to save his life? What, to undress him or to embarrass him in some other ways? What, you're not allowed to say that? Of course you're allowed to. So to save his physical life, you're allowed to. To save his spiritual life, you're not allowed to. He's violating Geneva every day. So he says, Pashas, you should be able to. So then he says, I asked my brother-in-law, Chai Kadievsky, who wasn't so sure. Because he said, many hospitals probably know this is done by the doctors that work there and have implicit mechila. He says, it could be that they realize that people who work there, the employees that work there, take stuff. So he's not sure. So since the Hanal Ben Cholim or Mochel, so maybe it's not Lashon Hara. Maybe it's not Kenevet. If it's not Kenevet, then you're just embarrassing Stam. So then he says, I asked my father-in-law, Rav Yashiv. You got a lot of people in the family to ask. You know, you got your own opinion. You got your brother-in-law, Rav Chaikadievsky. You got your father-in-law, Rav Yashiv. And the Rav Yashiv said, is Aser. I don't know what he did, right? Rav Yashiv says Aser. Rav Chaikadievsky says Mutter. I don't know. He says, Rav Yashiv says, the father cannot, the daughter cannot be silent. She has to go to the father and say, didn't you teach me that it's Aser to steal? Didn't you teach me that? And even if she's going to be fired, right, he thinks that, and it's not even you're causing the father a loss. You're just preventing him he's going to have to pay more. It's just minias revach, right? He's going to have to pay for these things. He's not causing him a direct loss. Either way, this is all interesting discussion here related to Lashon Hara. Okay, we continue. Vahainu desiv. Vahainu desiv. We're still talking about David and Mipiboshes. Vayda desiv uben Yonasan Meriv Baal. The son of Yonasan, which is Meriv Baal. That was Mipiboshes. V'chi miriv baal shemo, v'halo Mipiboshes shemo. That was his name. Ela mitok sha'asa mariva im ba'alav. He did a mariva. He argued with his ba'alim, with Hashem. Yatsa basko v'amrlo, natsa ba'natsa. Right? You ba'al machlokes, son of another ba'al machlokes. Natsa ha'da amran. He is a ba'al machlokes. Bar'natsa d'chsiv v'yavo shol. He comes from shol. Adir ha'malik v'yarev ba'nachal. He fought in the Nachal, and Chazal Darshan, Amarebi Mani Al Iske Nachal. What is Al Iske Nachal? If you remember, that was the other Chazal. Rashi quotes it here, that he did, he made a drasha when, after HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him to wipe out Amalek, he says, how could I do that? He makes a Kavachomer himself not to do it, so he argues with HaKadosh Baruch Hu about not wiping out Amalek, which obviously was the last straw and made him lose his Malchus. Good. Period. Amar of Yehuda Amar Rav Bishash Amar Dava Lebipi Boshes Atavetziva Tachalku Es Asada. You too. Meaning you, Mipi Boshes, and Tziva, the son, the grandson, and the servant should split up. Shol's Nechasim Yatsa Baskol VaAmrelo Rechavim VeYeravam Yachalku Es Hamalucha. You're splitting up the property of Shaul, so your Malchus will be split up. Interesting. He did something wrong here. What should he have done? Mepharshim discusses, should he have given it all to Tziva, because Mipiboshes was against? Should he have given it all to Mipiboshes, because Tziva was a liar? Right, but either way, splitting it up, that's a parallel. Amar Yudah Marav, Il Male Lo Kibo Dabar Lashon Hara. That's going back to Shitas Rav, who held that he accepted Lashon Hara. Lo Nechlaka Malchus Beis David, Velo Avdu Yisrael Avodah Zara, Velo Galina Me'artzeinu. Which is a little difficult, because Chazal also say that it was Shlomo's fault. Right, it wasn't David. Right, it was Shlomo. Okay, you got to see all the Chazals together. Amar Shabbat Achmedi Barion, Amar Yonasan. Next, Kol Homer Shlomo Chata Eino Elatoa. Shlomo. What do you mean? Shlomo didn't sin? Rashi, one word. Avodah Zara. Whoever says Shlomo was Chotei Avodah Zara is a Toa. Meaning, he did a lot of other, He did a number of other Averis. Lo Yarbalo Nashim, Lo Yarbalo Susim. But actual Avodah Zara, not. Shneamar, v'lo haya levavo shalem im Hashem alokav, kilavav David aviv, his heart wasn't as complete as his father's was. Kilavav David aviv, hu delo have, mechtanami lochata. He wasn't on the level of David, but he also didn't actually do the Avodah Zara. Elamani mekayem, so how do I understand, vayihi leziknas Shlomo, nashav hituas levavo, right, when he was getting older, his wives turned his heart. Hahik Rabbi Nassan, the Rabbi Nassan Rami, Rabbi Nassan asked a contradiction. Ksiv, vayihi leziknas Shlomo, nashav hituas levavo. One pasik, vihaksiv, kilavav David Aviv. Kilavav David Aviv, udalo have, mechtanami lochata. So which is it? Is he just under David, or did his wives turn his heart? So hachi kamar, vayihi leziknas Shlomo, nashav hituas levavo, lo leches acharei Elohim acherim, velo halach. They turned his heart to go away, but he didn't. He didn't. He stood up. His problem was that he left them in the house. That's the problem. V'haksiv az yivne Shlomo bama l'kamo shikutz moav. Didn't he build a bama? Right, to an avodah zara? No, shebikesh libros v'lo bana. No, he wanted to, but he didn't. He wanted to, but he didn't. Elamet, so right, it says yivne, as he wanted to. The achronim asked, doesn't the Gemara Kedushin say that Machsheves Avodah Zara is Mitztarif L'maisa? It's the only one? So they explain, no, it's only Mitztarif L'maisa if you really wanted to do it, and then Ba'ones you couldn't do it. So Hashem considers it as if you did it. But if you stopped yourself and didn't do it, then it's not Mitztarif. Okay, so the Gemara says Yivne means he didn't actually do it. So one second, Elameata, Oz Yivne Yehoshua, Mizbeach L'Hashem, Shebikish Luvez V'Obano? What do you mean? Yivne doesn't always mean will. But it means he did. Ela debana, achanami debana. So Yivna doesn't always mean he didn't do it. So too by Shlomo, it should mean that he actually did it. So ela kidetanya, this is really what it means. Rav Yosi Omer, Vesabamos Asher al pnei Yerushalayim Asher miyamin lahar ha mishcha. Or it says on the side, the pasuk says mashris Asher bana Shlomo melech Yisrael la ashteros. Shikut Sidonim b'chulu. Another pasuk that sounds like he built a bama to an avodah zara. Efshar ba'asa v'lo bi'aram. Is it possible that Asa one of the great kings, did not get rid of this Yehoshaphat, v'lo biaram, atshaba Yoshiyahu biaram. Is it possible that it was all the way till Yoshiyahu? V'lo kol avodazar shem Eretz Yisrael, asav Yehoshaphat biaram. They got rid of them, right? So how is it that this was still around? So elamakash rishonim la'achronim, ma achronim lo asu v'tala bahen l'shevach. Just like Yoshiyahu did not do it, and Talabahan Lashavach, it gives him the credit, right? Rashi, just look at the Rashi for a second. Makesh Rishonim, Makesh es binyano shel Shlomo lebiuro shel Yoshiyahu. We're comparing the building of Shlomo to the destructions of Yoshiyahu. Ma Yoshiyahu lo asa biur zeh. Even though Yoshiyahu didn't do it, v'taluba men Hashemayim l'shevach, but the Shemayim gave him credit. Ho biur hasha'ar, because he did all the other ones, shenaaseh, mishemes Yoshafat, av Shlomo. He took care of everything that he needed to, so av Shlomo, lo asa binyan zeh, and talubo liganos. Right, just like Yoshio got the credit even though he didn't finish the job, so the Shlomo gets the negative credit even though he didn't actually finish the job. Right, so back to the Gemara. Ma achronim lo asu v'talabahem l'shevach, af rishonim lo asu v'talabahem l'gnai. Right, so it says that Shlomo did it even though he actually didn't do it. V'aksiv ayah Shlomo l'hara b'nei Hashem, aye, doesn't it say it? Ela. Now comes full circle. El b'bnei shahaylo limchos bin nasha v'lo michal ma'alel avakasav kiilu chata. As the sugya all started relating to the issue of tochacha, how did we get into this whole sugya? The para of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah went out on Shabbos with a belt, but it was really his neighbor's, but he wasn't mocha. That's how we got into these whole 2-3 blot related. A little bit more. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel Noach Lolo So Tzadik She Shamash Lodavar Acher Val Yikasi Bo V'yas Hara B'nei Hashem. It would have been better for Shlomo HaMelech to have been a servant to an Avodah Zarah and a worker rather than say he did it. So painful in Tanakh that it says that he actually did it. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel b'shoshen asa Shlomo es bas para, when he married her hechnisa lo elef minei zamar, she brought in 1,000 musical instruments to the house. V'yamar lo, as she said, kach osil avodah zarah plonis, the kach osil avodah zarah plonis v'lo michaba. He wasn't made to protest. So the problem with Shlomo was his marriages. That was the problem. Lo yarba lo nashim, right? The avodah zarah was memela, and he left it in the house. Amar Yehuda Amar Shmuel b'shosh shenas Shlomo es bas paro yored Gavriel v'noatz kana bayam. When he married, so Gavriel came down and stuck a reed into the sea. V'alav bosirton, and sand started to form around that reed. V'alav ninvene krach gadol shoromi. The Roman Empire started at that moment from that little sand. B'masnisa tana osu ayom sheichnas yoravam menavat. One of the few people, right? Ein lachem olam haba. According to some opinions, it's Sanhedrin. The day that Yeravam put 2 Shnei Egle Zav, Echad Bebeit El, Echad Bedan, and he tried to set up a alternate Mikdash, so Bnei Yisrael, don't go to Yerushalayim, Nivnet Srif Echad, a little hut was built, Vizeu Italia Shal Yavam, that was the roots of the Greek Empire, right? All the Galios, the Roman Galios and the Greek Galios were all right here. Okay, you know what? We'll stop here by the 2 dots. But Hashem, we'll finish Hashem tomorrow, and we'll get into the next parak of Bameh Isha. Okay, we'll stop here. Parsha Shir was last night. Hopefully, it's up, and we will continue.